It sounds too good to be true. A pill that's more than 90% effective in preventing HIV infection. That drug exists, but price, stigma, and ignorance are keeping more people from taking this protective medication. It's called Truvada, a once-a-day pill to protect people from acquiring HIV, the virus that can lead to deadly AIDS. Truvada was approved by the Food and Drug Administration in 2012, but it's not widely known or widely used, even after 4 years on the market.
Initially, we're really targeting men who have sex with men.
That's the medical director of the San Antonio Metropolitan Health District, Dr. Junda Wu. She says in the U.S., the chances of acquiring HIV as a sexually active gay man are pretty high, especially for men of color.
If you're white, it's 1 in 11 over your lifetime. If you're Latino, it's 1 in 4. If you're African American, it's 1 in 2.
26-year-old HEB software engineer David Nakaido of San Antonio started taking Truvada recently.
I first started taking Truvada back in March. I started taking it because at the time, the guy I was dating was positive.
He says he pays nothing for the drug, which costs $1,500 a month. Insurance picks up part of his cost. The pharmaceutical company that makes the drug, Gilead, provides a copay card that covers the rest. Nakaido hasn't noticed any side effects, and he says taking the pill gives him peace of mind.
If you don't want to protect yourself, that's a choice you can make, but if it's your life that you care about, I say why not?
Not everyone in the gay community embraces the idea of an HIV prevention pill. Some derogatorily call the users Truvada whores, but medical professionals say the prescription medication is not designed to enable a risky lifestyle. It's designed to protect health. Nakaido agrees.
It's not like I'm out there having sex all the time because I'm on this drug. No, that's not it. For me, it's a health thing.
Taking the pill could also be a health thing for intravenous drug users or heterosexuals with multiple partners. The Centers for Disease Control said last year only 1 in 3 primary care doctors had even heard of Truvada. Physician assistant Amanda Miller of Centro Med is one of the San Antonio providers and an advocate.
I think it would be great if we could put everybody who's at high risk for HIV on it.
Patients are usually referred to Miller by other physicians. She's been prescribing Truvada for 2 years. It's also known as PrEP, for pre-exposure prophylaxis.
They like the idea that it's an added layer of protection for HIV. In addition to condoms and other risk reduction techniques, PrEP just gives them a little bit of additional peace of mind that they didn't have before.
Miller points to San Francisco as a city where promotion of Truvada use has actually decreased the number of new HIV infections significantly. In Bexar County, the new HIV infection rate has stayed steady for the last decade or so, with about 350 people each year diagnosed. Most are young Latino and African American men.
There just isn't a lot of information out there.
Dr. Philip Schnars is a professor in the Department of Kinesiology, Health, and Nutrition at the University of Texas at San Antonio.
This is sort of like a miracle drug at this point.
Schnars says other Texas cities like Austin have been proactive about getting the word out about the availability of Truvada. A San Antonio HIV Research Coalition is working with MetroHealth and existing clinics to make the drug more accessible here. As a health behavior researcher, Schnars says Truvada can help mental health as well as preventing disease.
It walks back the stigma that's surrounded gay men and sexuality for the past 30 years. It makes people less fearful of getting HIV, so it improves the sex that they're having. And part of sexual health is this principle of having pleasure in sex, right? But it also decreases anxiety, decreases depression.
Schnars is gay, and he takes Truvada. But the CDC reports just 1% of people who could benefit are taking it. It's a subject MetroHealth's Dr. Wu is passionate about.
When we know that we have a medicine that's this effective, it's a crying shame.
Wu says doctors have a moral obligation to talk to their patients about the drug and offer it. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.